Hello?
Hello, my name is Shay, returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
54514.
Your first and last name?
Trudy Kohler.
And that zip code was 54514.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm not finding an account. Can I get you to spell your name out for me?
T R U D as in dog, Y. Last name Kohler, K O L as in Larry, A as in apple, R.
Okay, give me one second. Let's see if I can search you by your name. I'm not finding an account with that name on it.
Well, I have a charge here on my bank account for $68.89.
$68?
And I don't know what it's for.
Okay, so another way that I can figure it out, 68. Another way I can figure out the card that's being charged, if you can give me the first six and only the first six and the last four of that card, I can probably pull up an account that way.
Well, that's the entire card number, isn't it?
Not really. It's only the first six and the last four, so like the ones in the middle, it's not authorized to say on this recorded line.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, hold on. Only the first six and the last four. So 551144 is the first six and the last four.
9558.
And that was 551144. 9558.
Yep.
I'm still not pulling up an account. And is this so what I recommend you do is to call your bank institution and see if they can give you a number to the company that's charging your card for the amount that you're seeing.
Well, I have the phone number here, and that's the one that I called. It's a 1-866-202-9938 extraordinary Koala. That's all I can see. And it's a charge for $68.89. And I don't know what it's for. But this particular company charged my account, said I was paying for shipping and handling. And then when I finished the transaction, it said I was paying for a chance to win.
Mm-hmm. For a sweepstakes.
And I guess for a Yeti cooler for $6.95. And that was back on November 22nd. And now as of November 28th, there's a charge from the exact same company for $68.89.
I'm just searching right here. I'm trying to see if I can just get in an account so I can help you today.
Do you work for this company, Extraordinary Quality something? Quality,
this is a,
I assume.
This is a third-party call center. We work for many companies that service a lot of products. Third-party call center.
Okay. Well, I don't know. If you don't have my information, I think somebody is using your information to scam people.
Oh, something. Let's see. You didn't by any chance use a different last name or anything except for
nope.
A cooler?
Yeah, it was for a Yeti cooler.
Okay, give me 1 second.
And it was through the email that I responded to was through Dick's Sporting Goods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that helps. Or so they proceeded, you know, perceived themselves to be Dick's Sporting Goods. I have an order number.
Let's see. Hold on. Give me 1 second. You say you have an order ID number. Let's see if I can just pull it up that way. We normally can't, but I'll just give it a try.
All right, it's 680-963-531.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't give me anything. Really trying here, but it's really not pulling up nothing. And you said you made this order when?
It was on, according to the confirmation email, it was on November 20th.
November 20th.
At 7:59 a.m. For the amount of $6.95. And like I said, now all of a sudden that same company is pulling out $68, but I have absolutely no idea why. So I guess I'll have to call my bank account and, or my bank and tell them this is a fraudulent charge because.
Let's see if I can look you up by your email address. That's going to be our last hope. What's your email?
M as in Michael, R S as in Sam, B as in boy, and then my last name, Kohler, K-O-L-A-R, at yahoo.com.
MRSB Kohler at yahoo.com.
Yep, Mrs. B. Kohler at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. It's not bringing up any accounts today. I do hate that.
Okay, well, somebody's using your information then for fraudulent activity. Because. You know, I can pull up the phone number that is withdrawing the charge, and that's
mm-hmm.
the number I called. So.
Yeah, it's not bringing up anything my way. I do apologize for this. I wish I could really help you today, but it's just not pulling up an account for me today.
Okay. Well, I'm going to chalk it up as being a fraudulent charge then.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep. You have a good day.